Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovich in the studio today talking to you about a personal injury topic. Today we're going to talk to you about evidence. Now we're going to approach this from a couple of different angles because we're going to talk to you about the fact that you want to talk to an attorney at the beginning of your case. You want to talk to the attorney at the beginning of the events that are going to be occurring, and that means shortly after the crash has happened. Now I know you've heard a lot of TV and you've seen a lot of commercials where you know people are up 24/7 and they're waiting for your call and they want you to call from the crash site or they want you to call as you're leaving the emergency room or call at the emergency room, call at 2 a.m. You know, it's good to get the evidence gathered. Most of the time that evidence is going to be get gathered by the police. Sometimes they do miss some stuff that we would have liked to have seen. Rarely are you going to see, and I don't think, Robert, you know, I haven't heard anyway, of any law firm that when they get called at 2 a.m. that has sent their lawyers out at 2 a.m. to the scene of the crash to take evidence.
No, that's generally unheard of, especially in car crash cases. I've heard some rumors about when there's semi truck crashes that the insurance company will get out there almost immediately, but not in a garden variety car crash case. And the best thing you can do at 2 a.m. is go home and try to get some sleep.
Right. In the truck crash case, even when that happens, yes, the trucking company will have their investigators out there very quickly. I haven't even heard of them really getting out there at 2 a.m. unless it's a really devastating thing, at which point those people aren't allowed on the scene because you've got state patrol or you've got the local police departments that will block off the area. Is it important to get to an attorney and talk to an attorney quickly, very soon after the crash? Yes. Should you call them the next day or within the next couple of days? Yes. If it happened on a Friday or Saturday, do you want to call on a Saturday or Sunday, talk to a lawyer? Yes. Our offices are open 24/7. We have answering services with lawyers on call at all times throughout the day and night to talk to you about your case. But the idea that you must rush to get the lawyer and that should be the first thing on your mind probably isn't something you need to be concerned about. More to be concerned about at that point, as Rob said, get the doctor's orders. Learn what the doctor's saying. See what the emergency room is saying. Understand, emergency rooms, Rob, emergency rooms, they don't get concerned about a lot of the injuries you have.
That's true. They'll just run some tests, and a lot of times they'll do x-rays, and 90% of the time the x-ray is going to come up normal, but you're still going to have aches and pains, so maybe it's something that the x-ray doesn't pick up. But yeah, you're going to probably spend maybe an hour in the emergency room, you get released, and you're not going to know a whole lot about your injuries at that point in time.
The emergency room is not interested in, a lot of times they're not going to run an MRI, sometimes they will. They're not going to run a whole lot of CT scans, sometimes they will, but they're more concerned about life-threatening injuries. That's what they're there for. Life-threatening injuries are injuries which need immediate care in order to keep them from being worse. But if you've got a bulging disc, if you've hurt your spinal cord and it hasn't crippled you and it's causing pain, they're usually going to tell you, go see your doctor.
That's right. You generally get released. Maybe they'll prescribe some medication and they'll tell you if the pain persists, follow up with your primary doctor.
And that's what you have to understand. So, and then they're going to tell you, go home and get some sleep. They're going to tell you, get some rest. They're going to tell you to try to not do much. And they're going to give you, probably keep you off your feet or like Rob said, give you some pain medications and say, go follow up your primary care physician. Well, then what's going to happen is everybody's worried about the insurance companies calling you. Sometimes the insurance companies will try to call you almost immediately. They're not supposed to be. If you're under a doctor's care, they can't contact you. They're supposed to wait. If you're in the hospital, if you're in the emergency room, or if you get admitted, they can't contact you. They're not supposed to be taking a statement. If they take it, it's going to get thrown out. It can't be used. So you've got some time. You've got the ability to look, check out your lawyers, see what you've got. Don't be gobbled up by the fear of we must rush to a lawyer and we must rush to take care of things. Should you contact a lawyer within the next 2, 3, 4 days? Yes, absolutely.
Right. And off the topic a little bit, but don't don't feel obligated to hire the first attorney you speak with. Make sure you have a good feel, and don't feel anxious that it's necessary to hire the first attorney you speak with. You should have a good feel about the attorney, and because it's going to be a long process. You're going to be with this person for a long time.
And for those of you who have had cases or were injured a year ago, a year and a half ago, and haven't talked to a lawyer yet or haven't hired a lawyer, come see us. Sometimes I get worried that these ads that are making it sound like you have to contact a lawyer right away leaves those of you who haven't seen a lawyer in 6 months, a year, thinking, we can't go see a lawyer. It's too late. We can't do anything. Our case is done. It's all over with. No, your case might have been hurt some. There might be some compromising parts of your case that we wish wouldn't have come out, but come see us. If you're hurt from a crash, if you're hurt from the negligence of another, come talk to us. We can still take your case.
And even if you did give, let's say you gave a recorded statement while you're under doctor's care 2 days after the crash, and the statement is, it definitely could hurt your case. There's a good chance we can keep that out of evidence. Some attorneys may tell you, oh, you ruined your case, you torpedoed your case, but there are ways to keep some statements out of evidence.
Now, one of the things that seems to always come up when I deal with clients come in and they talk to me to begin with, within at least the first or second meeting, they look at me and they go, what's my case worth? That's what they want to know, what's my case worth? And sometimes they'll look and say, well, you wouldn't take the case if you didn't think you could make some money off of it, because they know we're 100% contingency. We don't get paid unless we recover for you. Our consultations are free. You come in and talk to us. We don't get paid unless we recover. So they go, well, we're assuming our cases were something, otherwise you wouldn't take it. Well, that's a pretty good assumption, don't you think, Rob?
It is a good assumption, but we're not going to know the value of your case until you... Pretty much you're all close to through treating when the doctor says you're not 100%, but you're as good as you're going to get. Then we can analyze the value of your case. It is virtually impossible to tell you the value of your case right after the crash.
And if somebody's telling you they can do that, if they're saying they can do that before you've gotten into your treatment, before they've learned about you, before they know about you, then they're misleading you. They're trying to get you to sign up, or they're doing things that are not truthful, period. You need evidence. You need the evidence. And why? Because ultimately, when we're deciding cases, insurance companies are going to decide a case based on what they believe a jury would award, what they believe they would get stuck for in a trial. And they back that up by looking and saying, what's the evidence that's going to come before the jury? What and how is that evidence going to play? What's a jury going to believe? And that's why it's important to talk to us soon after the crash if you can, because and before you talk to the adjuster, before you give the adjuster for the insurance company information, I want you to understand, those adjusters, they're trained. They're knowledgeable. They've got information at their fingertips, and they are, in essence, have lawyers ready to talk to them when they need guidance and they need to know what's going on.
Right. And 9 times out of 10, those adjusters and the attorneys they hire, they're going to check your social media. And so that you want to keep that in mind. Because I tell you what, if you are after a car crash, you go on vacation because you wanted to relieve yourself from the aches and pains and get some rest. I tell you, jurors have a negative feel about that. They figure if this person's actually injured, they're not going to go on vacation.
Especially when you've got those photos in your social media of you smiling and joking around or riding the rides or doing things or hiking or being on the alpine slide or doing those type of things and then trying to say you're hurt. That's evidence. That's some of the stuff. So we start with the evidence that's being gathered, and we talk about the fact that you want to talk to us early on. Okay. Now, the evidence is including questions such as what kind of medical care you're getting. And this is a very complicated procedure, because when you start talking about what kind of medical care you're getting, we start talking about really how much money you have available, what insurance you have available, health insurance, where are the funds going to come from to give you your medical care?
That's right. Because if you have health insurance, you're generally going to be in good shape after the crash, because what we'll do is you'll use your medical payment coverage that's on your auto policy, and then you'll move over to your health insurance. Now, if you don't have health insurance, we can find doctors that will treat you on what's called a lien. That's always an option. But after you use the med pay, the health insurance is the way to go.
Now, Rob said a great thing there, health insurance. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about what are all the health insurances equal? Are all the health insurance companies equal? Do we want to talk to, are all of them okay? Will Medicare work? Will Medicaid work? What happens if I don't have it? And how is it different if it's on a lien basis or we have other people that are taking care of the insurance? So you've got to understand how these medical bills are going to be taken care of and who's taking care of the medical bills for you and what effect it has. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're here to help you. We take personal injury cases. You can call us at 303-795-5900, championsofthepeople.com, or bellpollock.com. We're willing and we're ready to take your personal injury case if you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovich in the studio. We are personal injury lawyers. We're here to talk to you today about evidence in your personal injury case, about how to put it together. We're barely going to touch the tip of the iceberg on what is involved in the evidence part of a case. But it's important you understand this. It's important you understand what we're looking at and what has to be done. And it's important you understand why you want to look at your lawyer and sometimes ask him, what are you doing? How are you doing this? What's this all about? How can you make these statements when you don't know what you're talking about? Because some of them really don't know what they're talking about. It's important you address it. We are personal injury lawyers. We will take care of your personal injury case. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, the wrongful acts of another, we are here to get you fair and complete compensation, to compensate you for your losses. Now, you're going to hear people say, well, we just want to get you for what was taken away from you. Well, I don't want to get just what was taken away from you. I want to get you fair compensation for what you've lost. And I want to make sure that what you get is going to put you whole again. And that's one of the things that we need to do when we sit down and talk to you and when we learn about you over the months that we're caring for you, over the months that we're representing you, maybe years that we represent you. We need to learn what your losses are so we can learn what the value of that compensation is. We could have somebody who is a weekend gardener and the garden doesn't mean much to them. And we can have somebody, the gardening is the sole source of relaxation they have in their lives. That makes a difference in the value, and that's compensating for the loss that you occurred. And that's what we want to talk about, is where the absence of your life occurs as a result of the injuries. You can call us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or championsofthepeople.com. But, you know, let's start at this beginning part because this is important. I can't tell you how many times I get calls, and Rob, I'm sure you get them too, where I have people call up and they say they got hurt 6 months ago, or a year ago. They went to a lawyer, though they've been treating with a lawyer because the lawyer sent them someplace to treat, and now their bills are so high, they don't know what the coverage is from the other side. They don't know how much insurance coverage the person is that hit them has because the lawyer that hasn't asked or hasn't done anything to get that information. And they're sitting there going, and you know, now my medical bills are real high and I don't know how they're going to get paid for. And I ask them, well, where'd you get the medical care? And they say, well, I went to where the lawyer referred me. And I say, well, what about your medical insurance? And they say, well, I never use my medical insurance.
That can be a huge mistake in some situations. It's my opinion that if you have health insurance, you should probably use it almost every time before you start treating with doctors that work on a lien basis. A lot of those doctors that do have those liens, the reason they have those liens is because they don't want to accept what the insurance company is going to pay them because it's going to be less than what they're going to bill you. And so they're going to get more money out of treating you on a lien basis than they will if they go through your health insurance.
Okay, so understand that when we're talking about the evidence, we're talking the medical bills and your medical care is very important evidence. Now, you know, sometimes an exception might be with Kaiser. We understand Kaiser because Kaiser won't support you in court. So Kaiser doesn't like to come in and have their doctors testify. Will they honor a subpoena? Yes. But will they cooperate with you in court? Normally, no.
And I got to tell you, it's been my experience that Kaiser records are kind of funky. They're not as well written as most other doctors that are treating. It's difficult to ascertain a lot of time what your injuries are. They don't go into much detail at all.
But your lawyer has to sit down and talk to you about it. Now, you got Blue Cross Blue Shield. You got some of the other kinds of medical care that is out there. Medical coverage. You got Medicare. You got Medicaid. You've got different ways to have the bills paid. A lawyer needs to explore this with you very specifically and get in depth about what's happening. Watch your care. Have you watch your care and make sure that the care is going appropriately as far as how much it's costing and how much has to be reimbursed.
Yeah, you need to keep in mind that not every healthcare provider is going to accept Medicaid or Medicare. So that might be a situation where you would hire a doctor on a lien basis. And when I say a lien, what I'm saying is the doctors, they won't bill you until your case gets resolved either by settlement or verdict. And so you don't have to worry about paying for treatment as you go. But your attorney needs to keep track of the amount of your medical treatment, the amount of the bills, so it doesn't exceed the limits you can recover from the at-fault party.
Or there's third-party companies that will step in and pay the doctors, but then you owe the third-party company. But the thing is that doctors, hospitals, medical care facilities, medical care personnel, they give huge discounts to health insurance companies. And these discounts get passed along to you. And so if you're not using your health insurance, you're losing out on that huge discount. It's important you talk to your lawyer and your lawyer gives you an explanation of why you're missing out on that discount that's there and why you're not taking advantage of that. And there's got to be a sound reason for it.
True. And well, getting a little ahead of ourselves, but in Colorado, within the last couple of years, we finally got a pretty straightforward ruling that we can request from the jury the amount that was billed by the doctor, not the amount that was paid by your health insurance carrier, because the health insurance carrier is going to generally have some kind of contract with the healthcare provider so they can pay a reduced amount. But we can request from the jury the amount that was billed by the doctor.
Now, you immediately think that's not fair. Well, our Supreme Court has looked at it and said, who are we going to give the benefit to? Are we going to give the benefit to the person who's out there paying premiums for their insurance and is out there making sure they've got health insurance or has a way to take care of their health injuries that they experience? Or are we going to give the benefit to the defendant who ran into you or who injured you from their negligence? Somebody's got to get that benefit. And our Supreme Court has said we're going to give it to the injured person who bought the insurance and paid for it and made sure they had coverage.
So that's important because that's what a jury is going to hear in terms of evidence is the amount that the doctor billed, not what the insurance company paid. But what's happening now is insurance defense attorneys are bringing in billing specialists to come in and say that what the doctor billed was extraordinarily high or exorbitant.
And that's why you need to be able to understand what the doctor, who the doctor is, how they're billing, and what's going on. Now, another thing of evidence that's being gathered immediately is your statement. The adjuster, the insurance adjuster, is going to call you up from the other side when they learn about this crash. They're going to call you up and they're going to want to take your statement. They're going to want to talk to you. Can I talk to you about this? And can I send you some papers that you signed that lets me gather information on you? Can you do this, please? And can I talk to you about it? And sometimes they say, well, let me record this. And is it okay if I record it? This is an evidence gathering procedure. And you need to understand this is evidence that they then put into their calculations that this is what's going to come before the jury. And they start figuring out what you've said and what they might be able to use against you when it comes before the jury.
And they're going to a lot of times they're going to hassle you and call you multiple times a day. You can just say, please do not call me any longer. I'm not comfortable discussing this with you. You don't have to cooperate with them at all. You're not going to get extra money or extra bonus points if you cooperate with the at-fault party's insurance carrier. And do not ever, ever sign a release for them.
Now, do you think this is just an adjuster who just walked off the street, walked into the insurance company's offices, sat down, picked up the phone and called you and is dealing on the first one? This is the first case they've handled?
No, they handle hundreds of cases, and in most cases, in most situations, they're very well trained.
Before they ever got on the phone, they're trained. And listen, there's quite often somebody's listening to their calls for further training. And it's quite often that somebody is out there actually, or that's given them training, and it's quite often it's a lawyer. Or it's from lawyer input to teach them how to take these interviews and how to use them for the advantage of the insurance company. These are not your friends. These are the people that are trying to save money and not give it to you. They'll say we're saving it for our shareholders in our insurance company. We're saving it for our policyholders to keep our premiums low. But they're doing it on the backs of your injuries and your losses.
Very true. You got to be careful with these adjusters. They are well-trained, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to figure out a way to pay you the least amount of money as possible.
But it's evidence they have gathered. So you need to talk to your lawyer before you give these statements. And if you don't have a lawyer, then you need to look at a lawyer. Call us, Bell Pollock. Bell and Pollock, bellpollock.com, 303-795-5900, championsofthepeople.com. We will give you a legal game plan. We'll talk to you about a legal game plan. We're not gonna give you this shock and scare and awe that, oh, you've got to come right away. We're not going to give some kind of way to run up your bills and let's do something that's not going to be beneficial to you. We're going to make sure that before we stick you into something, we have an idea and we have a game plan on how it's going to get paid for. And we're going to talk about how to get you maximum recovery for your injuries and to get you maximum compensation. It takes the evidence, and that's what the gathering process is. Now, when you come to us, the evidence also, as Rob said, is on your Facebook. It's on the social media. It's on what you've said and what you've told your friends. This is information people want to know about.
That is correct. So these adjusters and the attorneys they hire, they are going to check your Instagram, your Facebook, all social media to find any evidence that they can to use against you. It's a gathering process. They're going to hire investigators. They may hire people to conduct surveillance to see what you're doing from day to day.
So it's probably best you stay off the social media, or you be very careful about what you're putting on the social media. You want to make sure that you're showing a true representation. So many times social media is false because it doesn't show a true representation. Instead, it shows a representation of you at your best, of you having fun, of you doing all these things. You're trying to portray to people how great life is. And it so many times it's just not true.
True. It doesn't show the full picture. I don't see many people posting social media photos of them in the hospital or them in pain, them being in agony, being miserable because they can't get out of bed. It's the bright, smiley pictures that show up, and that's what's going to be used against you. That's the evidence you need to be concerned about putting in front of a jury.
You're listening to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. Brad Polk and Rob Brovich talking to you today about the evidence and fact gathering that occurs to be able to value your case and understand what your case is worth. We're going to take a short break. If you've been hurt, if you need recovery, if you need help, you call us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. Brad Polk, Rob Brovich in the studio. We've got a couple minutes on closing. We've talked to you about evidence. We've tried to cover the tip of the iceberg of what is involved, showing you really why you don't know what your case is worth, why a lawyer can't tell you what your case is worth, why you do have some time to come into your lawyer, why you do, it's not an emergency. You don't have to call them immediately in the middle of the accident or as the crash occurs, or why, you know, don't make the first phone call to your lawyer when you're waiting for the ambulance and the police. You might want to call the ambulance, police, and your loved ones. Well, you know, Rob, the other thing everybody always talks about is the ticket.
The ticket. You may have got a citation. The officer may have thought that you were at fault, but guess what? That does not come into evidence. Now, the officer's testimony certainly could come into evidence, but the ticket does not. The officer cannot say, I issued a citation to this person. He can say, he or she can say, look, I think this person was at fault. So, don't hesitate to come see us, even if you think the officer made a mistake by issuing you a citation.
And the fact that the other guy got a ticket, that doesn't make it slam dunk against them.
That's right, because they may have received a citation. However, they may also hire an accident reconstructionist that may show that you were actually at fault. So it's no slam dunk either way. You need to speak with your attorney.
We still have to work on it, and we will. We will work on it for you. You've been listening to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. We come to you each and every Sunday morning. We have been for well over the last 10 years to give you education about your personal injury cases, to let you know what you can and can't do. If you've been injured as a result of a crash, come to us for your legal game plan. You can call us at 303-795-5900, reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We'll talk to you next week. Stay safe in the meantime.